Timeless 106.1 FM, KFFB, Bob Connell talking with Dennis Cavanaugh. He's with the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Little Rock. Day number two, because we are talking about winter precipitation types. Now, Dennis, yesterday we talked about the outlook for the upcoming winter. If anybody missed those programs, they can find it at KFFB.com. Should be warmer the season than normal, but doesn't mean we're not going to have severe winter weather. It could happen.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, even though we do expect an above normal, I guess, temperatures during the winter, doesn't mean we can't have some really bad winter storms in there and even some really cold temperatures.
Okay, today we're supposed to talk about the winter precipitation types. Now there is, I know, rain, freezing rain, sleet, and ice, right?
That's right. That about covers them. As precipitation falls to the ground, it either melts partially or stays completely frozen. And that's how we get those different precipitation types here across Arkansas.
So when they come along, when you see that, they're all dangerous, though. It can be.
They are. Yeah, they definitely can be. And basically, you know, when we have a big winter storm system move through, oftentimes we get more than one. So a lot of times these winter storms, they'll start off with all rain. You'll get a little bit of freezing air in there. And then what happens is that rain, it stays as rain, but as soon as it hits the ground's below freezing and it turns into ice. And so that gives us those big ice storms that we really don't want to hear about in Arkansas, but they do happen here sometimes. As that colder air gets deeper, basically that rain freezes before it hits the ground and that bounces off the ground in what we call a sleet. And it almost looks like tiny little hail by the time it reaches the ground. And then during its whole trip from the cloud all the way to the ground, if that precipitation stays frozen, that's what falls as snow. That's what we call snow, the big fluffy white stuff. That's usually a lot of fun to play with and make snowmen with during the winter.
Well, that's true. And it's got to be a little bit wet though when you're making a snowman, right? You don't want
that's
the powder
right.
really dry. So that's makes a difference. Now, as a meteorologist, very frustrating. I know there's been times, very, very rare, that we miss it. Because that temperature is where you don't know when it can freeze on the roads. You know, that temperature could be, you know, sitting around 36 degrees. Oh, there's no way. All of a sudden it drops in within an hour. And I've seen that happen. And it freezes the roads. And that surprises people. And then the school buses are trying to get them out. They're sending kids home. And that's a tough one, that temperature when it hovers around freezing. And that happens a lot around Arkansas.
It does. It happens a lot everywhere. And that makes winter weather forecasting really challenging because the temperature will sit right at 32 degrees. When you have water freezing, it actually, believe it or not, it releases heat. So it causes the temperature to hover right around 32 degrees. And so whether it's going to waver, sit at 33 or go down to 31, it makes a huge difference in the impacts. And the fact that you have liquid water freezing, releasing a little bit of heat into the atmosphere, that causes the temperature to settle right around 32, making it really difficult to forecast. So we do rely on local reports and monitoring local weather conditions quite a bit as the event's ongoing, even to update the forecast, just so we have a better idea of what's going on real time.
In our region, KFFB listening area, of course, we go from Russellville to Morrilton to Conway, Searcy, Batesville, Newport, all the way to Mountain Home. And there's such a variation. And I have seen actually right down the middle of our listening area where you had an ice storm in 2009, just above Greers Ferry, it was ice and treetops were lost in the Greers Ferry Lake area because of the warm water. It kept it a little bit warmer and it didn't have the freeze effect.
That's right. Yeah. Local effects like that. Having a body of water that's warm nearby can help protect you from some of the ice. And even we don't have huge mountains here in Arkansas, but even the elevation differences can make a difference in whether you're getting snow, sleet, or freezing rain. So it's amazing what some of those little local effects, how much impact they can have on your local weather conditions in your area.
Well, that's what we always try to watch with you guys with National Weather Service.
Absolutely.
All right. We're talking with Dennis Cavanaugh. He is with the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Little Rock. All this week, Arkansas Winter Weather Awareness Week is going to go on now through Friday. And we've got day number three coming up. Winter weather watches, warnings, and advisories. Going to break those down tomorrow. And you can find this program at KFFB.com.